Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Friday, the 8th day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Damon Vickers, who caused quite a stir last time he was on with us, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. He, of course, is a market pundit, investing expert. He will be joining us coming up. Then we have our once-a-week visit. Hadn't had him on for 3 weeks with the holidays, always falling on a Friday, New Year's and Christmas. But Bob Chapman will be joining us to talk about all things dealing with the economy. And then we have a maiden voyage guest joining us. He actually contacted us. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger will be joining us, ladies and gentlemen, with some new information in the last hour of the radio show today. He will not be violating his national security orders, but he does have some new information that he is now able to discuss here on the air. So we'll see if we can stay on the air today until he gets on with us. Because believe me, the NSA and every other intelligence agency is tuned in right now, not just with the computers recording, but with actual operatives listening right now. I want to say good morning to all of them. Able Danger, of course, dealing with 9/11. The British government and the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government, are admitting that airport body scanners do strip search and that the genitals must be completely clear if the scan is to be effective. Now, we've been telling you this all along. National television blurs it out. But if you go to the actual industry websites, the different security firms and others selling these systems and building them, it is crisp, it is clear. But national television, obviously, is too squeamish to show you what's actually happening. We have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com written by Paul Watson today where we flipped one of the body scan images, and you can see once you reverse the negative that it shows it in crisp living color, the naked body. Of course, they have different settings on the machines to see you in a pink light, a red light, a orange light, a gray light, a negative light, the inverse image. And these are high-quality digital body scans. What you see on the news is not the 360 body scan they shoot, but only one still shot, one frame from the recording. So we're going to be breaking that down today. There is a report that I have here from Raw Story, and it links to several other mainstream media reports. A national survey of youth in custody. Shock study. 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. So we're going to be going over that information today. We're also going to get into the latest with the buildup towards strikes on Iran and, of course, Yemen. Big developments on the television front. We've always, of course, told you that the plan with high-definition television was to shift to 3D. All the better to brainwash you with, my dear. There's another report from NBC News about a TSA worker going crazy in LAX, screaming, "I'm God, I'm in charge," running around insanely as the government power trip goes wild.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shock study put out by the federal government that's far worse than this. 12% of kids abused in government custody. I was in jail one time when I was a juvenile because a big redneck started a fight with me and started beating me up pretty bad. So I opened up a can of caveman kick butt on him and put him in a coma. And they said it doesn't matter if witnesses report that he attacked you, you are going to jail. And they tried to charge me and brought it into court, and I was in jail for about 5 days until I got thrown out in court when we brought forward the witnesses that he attacked me. And then I only punched him a few times. But while I was in juvenile custody in Terrell, Texas, the jail guard took me into the showers. I wasn't allowed out for a few days, and he said, now it's time for your shower. And I said, funny, everybody goes at a certain time for showers. He said, well, we're taking a shower. He said, take your clothes off. I'm going to enjoy myself with you. And I said, number one, I'm going to resist you. And I said, number two, my dad's going to come after you. And he said, okay, and grabbed me and talked me down the hall and shoved me into the jail cell and I didn't get food for a day and a half. But thank God then I got out. That's my one experience in a juvenile detention center on top of the courthouse in Terrell, Texas. They took me from Rockwall to Terrell for some reason, 25 miles away, outside Dallas. I've been in juvenile one time. Oh, that's not true. One time I just pulled up at a bonfire. I was 16 right before we moved down here by the lake, and the police just pulled up and randomly arrested 30, 40 people. I hadn't even gotten a beer yet and took us all in for a minor in possession. But I was in jail that time about an hour and a half. They just called my dad and he came and got me, and they later dropped it because it was clear I hadn't been drinking. They just randomly, a bunch of cop cars pulled up and said, "Everybody over there, you're going to jail." So I got in that. That's right, I've been in there twice. But then I was in the drunk tank at 16 with the adults. So that wasn't juvenile. So I guess that is accurate. I've been in juvenile one time and then jail once for the beer when I was 16. Even though I didn't have any beer, I was there at the bonfire hoping to get my hands on some. But, yes, the great crime of teenagers out by the lake drinking beer. But, I mean, I have been in juvenile one time, and the jail guard tried to rape me. That's America. Where do you think pedophiles go to get jobs? TSA, truancy officers, and juvenile jail guards. And that guy clearly tried to have sex with me. The night before I was released, a more Nelly-type guard came and got me out and said, "Sorry about what happened the other day. Come upstairs with me, and I want to show you around." And they took me up to another floor where they had the washing machines. And he then told me I was handsome, but I didn't show any proclivity towards the same sex. Might have been a problem. It was a good-looking female guard. And because I was pretty rascally at that time. I think I was 14 when I knocked that guy out for 2 weeks. He did come out of it 2 weeks later. And so, but that wasn't, "I'm going to rape you now." That was just, "Boy, you're handsome." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's America. And so you need to know, when your children are visited by CPS or when your child is put in jail, I'd have to say half of them are pedophiles. And, of course, it came out, what, 3 years ago, and then nothing was done. The Texas Rangers discovered that every juvenile justice prison in Texas is pell-mell raping the children, videotaping it. Locals pull up and go in and pay for sex with people as young as 10. The state police tried to stop it, so they kicked the state police director out last year because he refused to drop the case. That's the real reason the head of the DPS was forced to step down. Not the botched handling of the staged firebombing of the governor's mansion. But don't believe me. I mean, here's the Fed's own study. This is out of Raw Story. Shock study. 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. Some 12% of minors held in government custody are sexually abused, and in some facilities, the rate reaches a stunning 1 in 3 children, says a report released Thursday by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. That's federal government. 12% get raped. That's the 12% that are attractive to them. I've had state senators on the confirmed bounties. CPS gets bounties from these so-called adoption agencies for rich people, and they'll say, "I want a 2-year-old brunette with blue eyes girl. I want a 3-year-old blonde boy. I'll pay $500,000 if they've got a beauty mark." And the CPS, this is on record in mainstream news, puts out a bounty. Then they've got operatives in all the public schools and elementaries and daycare centers, government-affiliated daycare centers with Head Start, and then they just go in and grab that child, and it's gone. Now, you got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child particularly, that's their favorite. You got to really look out, ladies and gentlemen. You see, this is what really runs America, a guild of hardcore child rapists. I know that's hard to believe, but ladies and gentlemen, I've studied it. That's who runs America. Who will do whatever they're told and commit whatever crimes they're told? Who could grab kids from screaming families with no evidence of abuse? Pedophiles. Now, the big adoption agencies and others and the private agencies that run all this, I've seen the statistics in Texas, that, you know, some of the heads of these private groups make $10, $15, $20 million a year personally. The first ever national survey of youth in custody, that's not true, it's not the first ever. It is not the first ever. I remembered in 2000, the cover of Newsweek saying the shame of foster care, five times more likely to be abused, federal statistics, in government care than in any other group. See, no one abuses children more. 3,400 plus missing in Florida, remember that 5 years ago? The few they found had that were beheaded in shallow graves, flown out to countries like Saudi Arabia. They'd fire one director of CPS for being a convicted pedophile. The next guy'd be a convicted pedophile. The next guy'd be a convicted pedophile. How many Homeland Security directors at the state level have been caught flying with little kids they grabbed from foster care to rape areas or trying to meet with kids? This is your government, a bunch of pedophiles. Of course they want to naked body scan your children. What do you think this is all about, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready to face the full magnitude of the evil we're under? No, you're not ready. I saw a national survey today. In fact, guys, I IM'd it to you, or I may have just sent it to Watson. Just Google new national survey, parents believe their kids aren't on the Internet. That was one of the headlines. And it had like 80-something percent believe their kids aren't on the Internet or never use drugs or aren't sexually promiscuous. See, the parents are all in denial. We're a nation in denial, and that's why the kids can run wild, the government can run wild, criminals can run wild, because people are in denial. Let me give the parents news flashes. 80-plus percent of your teenagers are not sexually active. You really believe that? How about 80% are sexually active? You believe that the majority of your children are never on the Internet or are barely on the Internet? You're living in a wonderland. You believe the majority of your children haven't used drugs by the time they're 18? What planet are you living on? I didn't know any jocks in high school or college who hadn't tried drugs once or twice. Now, most of them have tried them and then didn't like them, like myself. But almost everybody, I'd say 98%, have tried at least marijuana. I'll tell you that bookworms and jocks don't have a proclivity towards cocaine and heroin. Most of them do try hallucinogens at least once. I know because I had friends in high school and college. I know. We all know. But no, the parents believe that their kids never even try drugs. Anyway, side issue. So how can they believe then that if your kid gets in a fight now, even if nobody gets hurt, everybody goes to jail? And when your 12, 13, or 14-year-old ends up in juvie, there's going to be a big pot-bellied Nelly pedophile raring to go who can't wait to get your kid in there and pump them full of AIDS. Shock study, 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. The first ever national survey of youth in custody, not true, found that no less than 10% of the 26,550 juveniles being held in detention facilities in the U.S., that was just the sample, are abused by staff at the facility, while another 2.6% report abuse at the hands of other inmates. So you get 10% of them are getting sexually abused by the guards. Of course, the guards are worse than the inmates, and only 2.6% of the inmates, the other juvies, are trying to rape them. And of course, so what you've got? The government's five times more likely to want to rape you than the prisoners. Of course, everybody knows it's the jail guards raping everybody. I mean, I remember a decade ago they shut down a giant private prison in Bastrop for women because the women were and men were raping, it reported in the Statesman, all of the women in the facility were raped and videotaped. And it just goes on to how they're raping your kids. All right, I'm going to get into the naked body scanners, unbelievable new developments on that front, a lot more. T-minus 4 minutes.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Here's that CBS poll. CBS News poll examines Americans' parents' perceptions of their own kids' behavior. The vast majority don't believe that their children up to age 17 are having sex. Completely delusional. The vast majority don't think their children up to age 17 have even tried drugs. Totally delusional. And, of course, the average American doesn't know that juvenile justice halls are the equivalent of Abu Ghraib, Saddam Hussein rape rooms. But that's the federal government's Justice Department-owned study. 12% getting raped. And of the 12-plus percent, what's 12.6. Of the 12.6 getting raped, 10-plus percent of that is the jail guards. So 12-plus percent are getting sexually abused. Of the 12-plus percent, 10-plus percent or 80-plus percent of the raping is being done by the government. You better stop living in denial about crime and about degeneracy and about just how sick this society is. We are a very sick society, and we have to admit. I mean, what does the Bible say? It's common sense. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. I mean, look at what we've done. We've killed 50-plus million babies since 1973 with Roe v. Wade, and we say they're not humans. That's denial. That's living in denial. So, of course, foreign banks are going to rob you and steal all your pension funds and bankrupt the government. Of course they're going to put army on the streets. Of course they're going to put naked body scanners in the airports. Of course TSA people are going to go insane and start screaming, "I'm God, I'm God, I rule everyone," running around insanely to where they have to be arrested. That happened yesterday at LAX. That's NBC News. This is what happens when you let crazy control freaks get in control. Some of them are sadistic psychopaths. Some of them are pedophiles. Some of them are control freaks. Some of them are just greedy people that want a bunch of money. And they will rob you. They will take over your life. They will use excuses of terrorism and environmental crises and the flu to force things on you. It's all a scam. I keep seeing reports out of England and Canada where the government, in fact, we've had government officials on pushing it here on this show, for everyone to be rationed for their carbon footprint, that everyone only be allowed to buy so much food. That's BBC Today. Should we bring back rationing for the environment? They want you to be a complete prisoner. Don't you understand? We have a completely rogue global government using psych warfare techniques to screw up our society. And it's time for good citizens, good people in government, out of government, good police, good military. We are the majority. Not everyone is evil. But you probably got 25-30% of the public that are as evil as it gets. They're as evil as Old Scratch. They might as well be wearing red pajamas and running around with pitchforks. And we've got to protect ourselves from them. Throughout history, the number one most dangerous, abusive thing, the most murderous thing, the most abusive thing, the most evil thing is government. Because it's the only thing big enough and powerful enough to really hurt people en masse. You can get loan nuts out there and loan criminals, but they always end up getting caught. May not be the first time or the 20th time they do something evil, but they finally get caught. Where can you engage in corruption and evil and theft and get away with it? The longest. Government. Where do smart criminals go? Government. And now corporations of the 100 biggest economies, 50 plus, last time I saw the number it was 51 in Forbes a few years ago, 51 of the biggest economies in the world are not governments, are not countries. They're corporations. Walmart's bigger than most countries. The amount of money and power, all these companies, IBM, you name it, Microsoft, they have their own spies, they have their own police, they have their own mercenaries. I remember in 1999, a big issue of New Yorker magazine bragging about what I already knew, but to see them admit it, that De Beers, that owns the world diamond monopoly, has giant armies of private troops, thousands of troops they send in to slaughter whoever they want if anybody dare mine diamonds in a country and doesn't take their orders. All right, I'm going to come back into the body scanning. There are huge developments. I told you they're going to have mobile vans. They're now announcing it. I told you they're going to have mobile brain scanners. They're now announcing it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For the latest incident. It was this past Sunday night here at LAX about 7:30, probably crowded because a lot of people were coming home from the New Year's holiday, when suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, I'm God, I'm in charge. LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent. They are the first line of defense in airport security, Transportation Security Administration agents. But there have been two troubling incidents involving LAX TSA agents recently. A source tells Channel 4 News a TSA agent was arrested on January 3rd here at Terminal 1 at LAX. He'd just gotten off duty and was behaving erratically, saying, I am God, I'm in charge. The agent was arrested under the welfare code and could have been hospitalized in protective custody for up to 72 hours. Meanwhile, a TSA internal affairs investigation turned up evidence of LAX TSA agents using drugs at an after-hours party. TSA officials say a videotape of the party was of poor quality and the employees were not in uniform, but 4 employees were tentatively identified. All 4 were tested for drugs. 1 came back positive, and that employee was fired.
There shouldn't be people under the influence, because you're still under the influence the next day.
But if you're going to take a job here, you take on an extra responsibility, you need to follow through with your responsibilities, even on your own time.
But other passengers weren't as concerned.
I imagine there are a lot of people doing that in all walks of life, doing all kinds of work.
All right, that's enough.
So no, not really.
Do you want them?
So here they are setting the precedent that it's okay they're running around saying they're God, flipping out, going crazy on power trips. Now, I've flown through LAX a few times and had TSA say they're fans of the show. But also, what was it, 2 years ago? I'm walking through. I'd just taken a shower at the hotel before I left. I was dressed nice. I changed my socks twice a day. The point is, my feet do not stink. And I took my shoes off, and then they told me, come over, they were going to wand me. And they sat me down and started wanding me, and they said, ooh, stinky feet. Your feet stink. And I looked at the two TSA guys, and they started laughing at me. And imagine if I was a black guy and that happened. Well, it would have been calls of racism, because they were two black TSA agents, two large black men who were doing this laughing at me. And I said, you know, that's not very funny. And they said, oh, you got a problem. Just get your shoes on and get out of here. And there's all the confirmed reports of the TSA groping women's breasts and making people strip search, take their shirts off in front of people. Right after 9/11, they had something called Wolverine Security in the San Francisco airport when I was flying out. They were checking people not just at the checkpoint, the security checkpoint, but at the actual boarding area when you show your ticket to get on the plane. Walking around in bright blue uniforms with black berets with their pants tucked into combat boots. And I'm not kidding. I'll never forget it. And Colonel Roberts says he's seen something similar and actually went over and said something. But I didn't say anything. They had this group of old men and women. One of them had an oxygen tank. And you've seen old people and they look like they're about to die. And And their eyelids don't go up to their eyes anymore. They peel down. You see the red flesh of their eyes. And they were telling this old man to get up out of his wheelchair. He had an oxygen tank, and his wife, who looked like she was like 5 years younger, very elderly herself, was trying to help him, and he had hearing aids. And this guy didn't even really speak English. He was going, he was like Filipino or something. And the man was saying, I can't hear you. And they were poking him in the arm, jabbering at him. And just the image. And then I went over and found out they were all the vets were wearing, you know, their old military hats. And they were all survivors, this particular group of the Arizona. I believe it was the Arizona, you know, the battleship that blew up and sank. It was a group of them going to a Pearl Harbor remembrance, flying out of San Francisco. And the image of foreigners in bizarre paramilitary outfits going, you know, jabbering at them in a foreign language, gibbering at them. And for some reason, they always seem to go after old people in wheelchairs. I guess it's a wolf-like predator instinct. You know, wolves always go for an old or young or hurt animal. So at an instinctive, primitive level, they always alert on old people or hot women. And I know you've all seen it as well. It's been in the news this happens. And I only saw private security at airports a few other times. But Wolverine Security, I believe, was the name. That's like 7-plus years ago now. But I'll never forget. They kind of had Cobra Commander-type outfits. Remember the 1980s cartoon? Bright, kind of brilliant. Not light blue, but almost dark blue in between. Really with black berets and black boots. Stomping around, gibbering at people. And this is all about breaking our will, all about training us to accept tyranny. Now, there are several big articles at Infowars.com in the Naked Body Scanner archive. There's a big banner right in the middle of Infowars.com that leads you to the scores of stories we've written about this, detailing every facet of this takeover and why I believe it's so important at Infowars.com. But these new stories that came out today won't be in that archive yet. They're at PrisonPlanet.com. Now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. Airport tyranny comes to your door as predicted. Well, that's nice of you, Paul, to say I predicted it. I really didn't predict it. 5 years ago, I saw mainline British newspaper articles about, in London and several other major cities, mobile vans driving around, and it said they just randomly pull up at bars. Everyone's guilty. No one's innocent. No due process. You're presumed guilty. and then you're marched through looking for guns and knives, in the name of stopping knife crime. And they randomly walk up to people and tourists and ask them, are you a terrorist? It happened to me, and put you in a database. This happened to Steve Watson, who lives in London. Now, I had seen Homeland Security 3 years ago talking about buying the same mobile vans for Boston, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, Chicago, and a few other cities. And yes, they've now announced the naked body scanners will be used, and they will go into public schools, and they will go into shopping malls, and in things like Mall of America, and Disney World, Disneyland, and, of course, they're talking about doing it at places like SeaWorld. They will be everywhere. And they're going to have hardened checkpoints. They already have them in many areas of the country, deep inside the nation. And you will be shunted off. Your car will be scanned. In some cases, this is in the news, with you in it. High-powered X-rays blasting you in the car. They always say it's an accident. Oh, well, we waved them in and didn't tell them to get out and hit them with systems many times more powerful than a chest X-ray. I mean, this shoots through aluminum and steel. And then they will also put you in the body scanners. We have links in the article Paul Watson wrote to all the mainstream media reports about that. The Australian, British, and U.S. governments also, in their internal security manuals on the naked body scanners put out by multiple companies, two major ones selling the systems in the U.S., but there's more than seven we've identified. And they say, yes, the key, the TSA is trained to look at the genitals. And in the training manuals, if they cannot see the folds of the woman's genitals, and if they cannot clearly identify the circumcision or the other characteristics of the male testicles and member, and I'm sorry to talk about this on air, but this is America, this is Australia, this is Europe, this is the New World Order. And so in the training manual, the genital is what is checked first as something that has some curves that they can test. So they're looking first to make sure that the scan is operating at full intensity. They look at the genitals first. It says the genitals must be identified. The Daily Mail reports this. The BBC reports this. Admitted, airport body scanners provide crisp images of your genitalia. PrisonPlanet.com has the key boil-down article. As part of the gargantuan fraud being peddled by corporate media in service of the government's agenda to subject everyone to degrading naked body scans at airports, apologists for devices claim the people's genitals will be blurred out to save embarrassment. This has now been proven to be fraudulent con designed to keep people in the dark about the fact that the body scanners do produce crisp images of your naked body, and they do allow TSA thugs to see intricate details of your genitals. A report from October 2008, when the naked body scanners were first being introduced at Melbourne Airport in Australia, detailed how the X-ray backscatter devices don't work properly unless the genitals of people go through them are visible. And so they're told that that has to be visible as the marker to ensure, they say, the breast, the lips, and the genitals. They have to look for cracks in the skin, areas where to tell it's tuned properly. Just like when you focus a camera on someone's face as a photographer, you want to make sure that the lines at the corners of their eyes are crisp. And so that's what they do. You know, when I'm focusing a camera on someone I'm interviewing, I zoom into their eyes and make sure the finest cracks or their crow's feet are visible. Well, they're looking at something else. It says it will, this is from the newspaper, it will show the private parts of people, but this will be decided is that we're not going to blur those out because it severely limits the detection capability, said the Office of Transport Security Manager Cheryl Johnson. It's possible to see genitals and breasts while they're going through the machine, she admitted. The London Guardian also reports that the genitals are completely visible, and we have a bunch of other mainstream links there for you. Also, another big PrisonPlanet.com article, inverted body scanner image shows naked body in full living color. And Drudge Report took the build photo that we pushed earlier in the week, and then now that on the front, with Janet Napolitano gazing at the naked body. And they have the headline that Big Sis wants to see your naked body. Big Sis. And now the head of American Airlines says he hates the body scanners and that it's going to hurt airline travel. You bet it is. But see, your corporation making money doesn't matter, buddy. Chertoff and others making money does and making people submit to this. If they can make us submit to naked body scanning our daughters and our sons and our wives and our husbands, then they'll get away with anything. But intensify the boycotts, call Congress, get them to reintroduce the bill they passed in the House, get it through the House again and the Senate, and jerk these stinking things out. Because we've got all these security experts admitting it wouldn't have even stopped the underwear bomber and that whole event staged as well. National security advisors out there fear-mongering about this, though. So that's some of the news there. Also, get ready for this. We told you they already spent several billion last year, conservatively. They spent more than $8 billion total on different body scanning systems in the last 5 years. Obama orders an additional billion. This is Toledo Blade. Headline, Obama orders $1 billion spent on airport body scanners. We're at war, President says, in revising data and visa policies. But then they always never even follow their own policies. And then simultaneously, they've got Homeland Security meeting with world leaders to implement the same systems worldwide. It's globally implemented. You're like, oh, well, it's just for foreigners. No, it's for everybody. So there's that. And, of course, I told you that this was coming. I remember CBS News 2002, headline, five airports put brain scanners in. And it says, passive MRIs from a distance scan your brain. Total quackery. This is what tyranny is. They sent hundreds of thousands of innocent people conservatively to prison with the lie detectors. Those that are now but not admissible for more than a decade in court. Total fraud. Just totally made up. Doesn't work. You know, you're nervous about every issue they're asking you. And so they say if it shows you're nervous, who isn't nervous strapped into a machine with the FBI asking you questions? They have other quack machines they've had for at least the last 15 years where they strap people down and show them images of the murder scene. And if your brain shows any evidence of recognizing the images, when the average person has seen several million images of violence, countless images of real dead bodies on the news, are people butchered, shot, beaten to death, stabbed. And so you see a brunette with white skin, or you see a black woman with black hair in a pool of blood, and your brain shows any recognition of that, they, with the quackery, bring it into court and say, well, this brain scan shows they'd seen this image before. And I've seen the studies showing when independent universities and others test this, it is total baloney. They don't care. They're going in the airports, too. This is the Associated Press today. Brain scanners to go in everywhere. And the article by Michael Tarm is written as if it's the best thing since sliced bread. A would-be terrorist tries to board a plane bent on mass murder as he walks through the security checkpoint. Fidgeting and glancing around, a network of high-tech machines analyzes his body language and reads his mind. That's a lie. It doesn't read your mind. And China uses this to condemn people to death. Oh, the machine is reading your mind. No, it's not. It's looking at activity in certain sectors of the brain. This is like saying, because you have a video of someone, you know what they're thinking. And they're training these TSA people. Most of them don't know how to wipe their own noses about behavioral activity in your face. A would-be terrorist tries to board a plane bent on mass murder as he walks through a security checkpoint, fidgeting and glancing around a network of high-tech machines, analyzes his body language and reads his mind. Screeners pull him aside. Yes, the pot-bellied perverts pull him aside. Tragedy has averted it. Oh, it averted it. A far-fetched, as that sounds, systems that aim to get inside the evildoer's head. You know, a witch floats, but someone who's innocent sinks. So if you drown, you're not a witch. Might as well have a dowsing rod to detect witches. I mean, what's the new quackery? Maybe they'll have the soothsayer. What's the name of that black lady? Miss Cleo. Maybe they could have Miss Cleo at the airport. and she'll decide if you're a terrorist. That'd be more accurate.
Let me see now. Maybe you is a terrorist, my love. This one here planning the booby trap, the plane. Oh, yes, call me at the 1-800 number. Oh, yes, who got the bad one here? Miss Cleo.
And she could have a special school and train psychics to be at the airports. Maybe we can have a couple of precogs in a jelly jar, and they can tell us who the terrorists are. The government knows this is all fraud. They might as well just have some tinfoil-covered tinker toys set up. Oh, the tinker toy says you will plan to murder everyone. On Thursday, in the wake of the Christmas Day bombing attempt over Detroit, President Barack Obama and Homeland Security Energy Department developed better screening technology. And, of course, they're calling for more brain scanners being tested in airports now to be deployed worldwide. Mind readers, and it gets into all that. We'll cover more of it when we get back. The machine says you're a terrorist. Send him to be vaporized.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Brain scanners, naked body scanners being questioned. And now, the British and U.S. news are announcing, PrisonPlanet.com headline, now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. Airport tyranny comes to your door as predicted. Naked body scanners are being ready to go mobile and scan you on the street at football games and any other event where the masses of people are congregated, according to a leaked paper written by Dutch authorities. And then Watson goes through and links to all the British news and others saying they're already doing it in England. As we have been warning all along, the tyranny now being metered out at airports was always intended to be rolled out on the streets. The TSA's announced they're already running checkpoints nationwide, with mobile metal detectors already being stationed at various transport hubs in the UK in the name of stopping knife crime. Now they want you to get a license to buy cutlery. That's a BBC headline, calls to ban large knives. Now Dutch police have announced they are developing a mobile scanner that will see through people's clothing and look for concealed weapons. Those are already in at many airports, and it does it from a distance. According to a confidential document, the scanner could first be used to alternate to random body searches in high-risk areas. The mobile detector would enable the search to be carried out more quickly and would only be used on people suspected of carrying concealed weapons. Oh, yes, like everyone going through any public event. The device would also be used from a distance on groups of people and mass scans of crowds at events such as football games. That is a high-powered beam, folks. The biggest challenge in making it portable and ensuring it can carry out such a scan in seconds, the professor of Eindhoven University told the paper, and it just goes on with the British and U.S. saying it, big article at prisonplanet.com. We got Damon Vickers coming up to talk about the New World Order, the economy, and a lot more. And a lot of you, I appreciate him coming on the show, got mad at him last time when he was talking about population reduction, and I didn't know those were his views as well, but I remembered him talking about the New World Order taking over. And so I'm sure he's tuning in right now. I want to say hi to Damon. He's coming up in the second segment of the next hour when we go to break at the 5 after, so you'll want to stay with us for that. Then Bob Chapman, and then Luke. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger fame, persecuted for exposing the fact that the government had prior knowledge of what was going on. Much of what he knows is still classified and he can't talk about, but he says he can give us a hint to more because he's in the process of being authorized to release more information. So breaking news with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer in the last hour today. And next week we've got some really informative guests joining us. Also, up until next Friday, the 15th of January, you can still get 5.5 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 6.5 months you pay for, you get 5.5 months free. That's what the special comes out to. Or just go get a trial $5.95 monthly membership, and you can share your passcode with several of your friends and family. 6 computers with the same passcode can be logged on simultaneously to see all my films, all my documentaries, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live feed. We do at least 2 hours a day. We'll be doing 2 hours and 52 minutes today, most of the second and all of the third and fourth hour, simulcast at prisonplanet.tv, then archived and saved for you. And each person with your own username and passcode, again, can share it with a few friends and family. $5.95 a month, prisonplanet.tv. That special to get 5.5 months free ends next Friday, the New Year special. You can also get free T-shirts and free videos for a limited time at Infowars.com. Or when you call the toll-free number, ask about the free Aaron Russo video specials, the free Endgame specials when you get Fall of the Republic, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or the online shopping cart at Infowars.com, and your purchase makes this transmission possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.